Now, Port Adelaide lost to a harder working, more desperate Brisbane by 37 points at the Gabba. It was a disappointing loss. He joins us now, Jackson Trigger. Jacko, what happened, mate?
Oh, boys, it wasn't one of our best occasions out there. We were very disappointing on the weekend, and we apologise for what we dished up, and hopefully we can get a lot better very quickly.
Why don't you hit Wayne from Longwood on the head? You're overtrained. What do you say about that?
No, I wouldn't have thought we'd be overtrained. I mean, I think we're just not working hard enough on game day, and that's what we're going to have to improve. I think, if anything, we're going to have to train a bit harder to improve on the stuff that we're not been performing on the weekend.
We've had a bit of a discussion tonight already. Plenty of callers have rung in. You've only won two quarters in the last half in seven games. How can you explain that?
Well, I think we've looked at a fair few stats on the last quarters, and probably from last year where we were really good at last quarters. But it's probably we're not working hard enough in the first two or three quarters to be able to overrun sides. Where last year we were working really hard in the first three quarters and then able to sustain our run, and we weren't actually overrunning them in the last quarter. We're just able to tire them out in the first three quarters, and that's what we're not doing at the moment.
So, and Ken mentioned it a lot of times in his press conference. You've mentioned it a couple of times already and said we're not working hard enough. Why is that?
I don't know why we're not working hard enough. I mean, if we knew it would have been fixed from 2 weeks ago, we were pretty disappointing. And obviously we didn't fix it on the weekend, and it was probably one thing that we've got to really look hard at ourselves and try and find the reason why we're not working hard enough, and then fix it as soon as possible.
It's either you can't because you're banged up, or you won't. Which one is it?
We're not banged up, so must be because we're choosing not to at the moment, and that's reality for us as a group. And I mean, we sat down and had a really stern conversation with everyone after the match, and we have to really dig deep and have a good long, hard look at ourselves and work out why it is that we're choosing not to, play that role for the team and work extremely hard, which we've been able to prove that we can do as a group over the last 2 years.
And we're getting this from Ken's presser. So the number one thing, and he mentioned it 10 times, was work rate. The other thing he mentioned 15 times was the word team, the sense of team. That's dropped off. Ken's questioned it. How could that be, Jacko?
I don't know. You probably have to look at it in a fair different ways. I mean, I don't think the boys are going out there to lose. I mean, we're obviously not clicking at the moment. We're not delivering on what we've been able to deliver over the last couple of years. So for us as a group, and as you said, with the teamwork thing, that's something that can be fixed really quickly. But if not everyone buys in, and there's only two or three that want to play for the team, and others just want to go about their footy in their own way, then we're not going to get better quickly, and it's going to be a really long year for us.
I think the back half again has stood up, Jacko. We will get to that shortly, but for me, it seems to be a midfield problem initially. Brisbane kicked 10 goals 6 from stoppage, and that midfield's just not quite playing at the level they did last year, especially from a losing stoppage. You want to comment on that?
Oh, not really, Riley. I think it's, we can't point the finger at our midfield. I think it's all over as a team. Okay. We're not doing what's required to be at the level that we're trying to work so hard at getting to. And mm-hmm. That's probably the most frustrating thing and disappointing thing because, the boys, as I said, it's a team game, and we're not delivering team football. And probably over the last couple of years, we've been able to deliver that team footy, really well. So for us to go right against it and deliver what we're delivering at the moment, it's not only disappointing, but it's just showing a lack of respect for what we want to do as a football club.
I guess teams putting some real time and energy into stopping blokes like Jasper Pittard, they're Broadbent, and they generate so much run from hard back. We saw Mitch Robinson get a job on Pittard and do a really good job, kick 3 goals himself. So just got to find other people to stand up if some of those blokes are kept quiet.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, it's a team game, and I think it happens every week that someone's tried to be stopped, and we've got to be better as a group acknowledging what's actually going on out in the field, whether Jasper's being tagged or it's inside with Robbie or Trav. And we have to work as a group, whether it's someone else get off the leash that day or, we work really hard at working through and putting on blocks. And that's the little things that we're not doing at the moment. We're not putting on blocks for people that are getting tagged. We're not picking blokes up off the ground, which is one thing in the past that we're really good at and something that we're going to have to get back to quick smart.
And the Kane Corns week, did that have any bearing on the game, the mental state of the lads? A big drain?
No, not at all, right? No. Not at all.
So you hit all that on the head, because there's a lot of text and emails, and I think someone needs to firmly say that on behalf of the players, Jacko. That's not our thoughts. That's what a lot of people are saying. So do you want to be any stronger than that, or you don't even want to give it any lip service?
Oh, mate, if we're looking at excuses as Kane Corns, you know, retiring and such a servant for our football club and the things that he's been able to do over the last, you know, 15 years, and if we had to put any way of playing like he's actually been able to play throughout his whole career, then we wouldn't have lost on the weekend. And, you know, to blame anything or actually bring it up is, you know, it's so far from the truth that it's not funny. That's it's something that we're going to have to really dig deep this week, the boys, and hopefully we can, you know, pay Kane the most utmost respect and get a win for him this weekend in his 300th and last game.
Fantastic. Well said. So if you were doing the review, I know you're doing that tomorrow, what would you highlight?
Oh, I think as Kenny's already knocked it on the head, probably Travis in his presser as well. I think team care is just not up to standard and up to scratch. And obviously, work rate's another one. We're not working hard enough as a football club, and something that we're going to have to, you know, find out why we're not working hard enough. We're going to have to, you know, put the finger on what it is and fix it really quickly, because at the moment the way we're going, it's not looking good. But as there is in football, there's always another week, and next week brings us another challenge, which I'm sure the boys will be up for.
Ken said he's going to make changes. Some may be personal. Others, I think, may be game style. Do you think you pull the trigger too much with that impossible kick through the corridor? I know you're going to keep taking the game on and all that. Is there such a thing in the modern game when they're closing down your avenues that you like attacking through for being too risky, Jacko? Has it been discussed?
I don't think so.
Has it been discussed?
No, not at all. I think it's in those situations, we've got to be better at getting those people out. So it's not about not taking the game on, because otherwise, how do you win a game of football? You got to take the game on, but it's got to be, you know, really accurate decisions when to take the game on. Obviously, your skill execution's got to be right up there. And obviously, your teammates as well have to work hard around you to be able to free up that space for there to be space through the centre or space out wide or whatever way you want to play it. I mean, our game style showed that it stands up in big games and in regular season games, but it's just about the way we're playing that game plan at the moment is not working for us. It's all about work rate and the effort that we're going to have to put in as a playing group to get back on the winners list, and no better opportunity than next Sunday.
I think what you're trying to say, Jackson, I hope I'm not putting words in your mouth, but sometimes you actually have to work really hard even when you're not going to get the ball, Roy. So exactly what Jackson talked about, it's running into the midfield, then sprinting out and actually dragging someone out, which it creates space for the next guy. Now, we can all run when we all think we're going to get a kick because that's just natural instinct, but it's doing those other things, Jackson, I think, that you're talking about, of creating space, of shepherding and blocking. When you don't get any recognition, they're the things that really make the team work.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, that's spot on. It's that unrewarded running that you put in, whether it's to be running back in defence or, as you just stated then, running through the centre to create some space for one of your teammates. That's the stuff that we've got to get back to into our game, and it's something that can happen very quickly. So, yeah, that's a good sign that it can change very quickly. But, yeah, we're going to have to really, as I said before, you know, have a good hard look at it and have a good hard think about what we're actually dishing up on the weekend and improve fast.
And again, the Port fans would want to know why. I mean, I've never heard Ken use the word lazy. Is it just lazy? Is it just mindset, Jacko?
I mean, at the moment, that's the way it's looking, Rowie. And, yeah, the boys have been lazy over the last couple of weeks. I mean, I don't think it's intentional that we're doing it, but that's what we're dishing up on the weekend. But we have to work out as a group how to get through that in our mindset, I think, and be harder in the mindset, be harder to want to work hard in uncomfortable positions and to work through a bit of pain when you've got to run hard running. So for us, it's going to be an interesting one that we want to fix really quickly. And I think the group's really capable of fixing this problem quickly as well.
You got another Sunday twilight game. It's your fifth in the first eight rounds. Has that become a grind for you? You don't often. It feels like you don't have a weekend, and you play Sunday twilight, and you're back into the next week. How's that feeling from a player's perspective?
Oh, it's not ideal. Biggs playing on a 4:40 on a Sunday, but yeah, that's no excuse. That's the way the game is set up. And you know, that's fine. We've got our head around our weekly schedules all planned around playing on Sundays at the moment. So I mean, that's that wouldn't be any excuse on our performance over the last couple of weeks.
Jackson Tringo, thanks to Harvey Norman Outlet, the Big Screen and the Big Green Building at 309 South Road. There's a text coming through, Jacko, and I quite like this one. We're interactive, 1-999-1395. I think Ked should take the Power Boys out for a nice little frothy and relax. What about those apples, Jacko?
Oh, I don't think it's going to happen, boy.
No, that's not going to happen. Well done, mate.
Hey, Jackson, thanks so much for joining us, mate, and just sharing what you think's going on down there. We appreciate that, and good luck for this week.
Good on you, lads. Thanks for having me on, and thanks for listening in.
Just before you go, Jacko, Ollie Wines and Ali Paddy, will they both be back this week?
Ali Paddy will be 100% back in this week, and Ollie won't be far away. He trained last week and looking really good. So it'll just be about him getting through the week of training, and I'm sure Ken will be desperate to get Ollie back in there and getting the ball out from the centre for us.
Well done, Jacko. And look, tough after a loss. We know how much it hurts the players. So thanks for being so honest and hitting us between the eyes with some of them and letting Port fans know the hurt, mate. Bloody brilliant, Jacko. Thanks for your time.
Good on you, boys. Cheers.
Jackson Tringo there. Harvey Norman Outlet, the Big Green Building at 309 South Road. And it is tough. It is tough to front up. He is a ripper, Jacko.
Well, look, and part of
you can hear the hurt. They're hurting.
Yeah, and it's good. They put one of their leadership guys up, so you feel pretty confident from us asking the questions you want to ask. You're not putting it on some young fella. So he answered them pretty well. And look, they will respond, you would think. Mm. Now, I know I said that after West Coast, they had that loss, and you thought they're going to go up to Brisbane, and they're going to be really angry up there. But they've got to respond really quickly, because the reality is if they don't, it can start to get away from them.
And Jackson's going to support his teammates. They've got to stick together when it is tough. Jackson wouldn't say it was the midfield, but Ken Hinckley did have a listen.
They were outworking us in the midfield, and you know, that's a reflection of the group. They were outworking us is the clear message, and we're not prepared to do enough hard work, and that won't cut it at AFL football.